Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. But for our radio audience joining us in Mississippi on WYAD 94.1 FM, through our good friends on the East Coast in Atlanta, 106liveradio.com, as well as tuning in around the world through blogtalkradio.com, we're glad you all could be with us as well. You know, we always talk about the importance of not only being able to realize what your goals and dreams are, but also to be able to walk in concert with your goal of being able to see them become a reality. Our next two guests have definitely been able to do that. We're excited to welcome to our program today Caroline Mina as well as Susanna Stewart. They're the founders of FroButter. We're going to talk to them not only about what it's been like for them to be able to create a product, but also how they've been able to see how it's benefit others as well. Now, if you're just hearing about FroButter, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can be able to find out more information about it as well as get it for yourself. Caroline, Susanna, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you for having us.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Really excited to have you both on. Susanna, I'll start with you. I mean, the great thing for me when I was first prepping for this segment for the two of you was that I love the idea of being able to see a need that's in the world and to be able to do something to fill that need. Susanna, what has that been like for you to be a part of the solution that has been able to help people when it comes to taking care of themselves?
It has been an awesome experience. When we started this product off, we were really conscious about trying to make a product that would be budget-friendly for everyone, not only organic, but also everyone could afford to live an organic lifestyle. So it has been an awesome experience just knowing that we can allow anyone with any kind of budget to be able to afford our products and have the healthy hair that they, you know, they really want.
Exactly. And Caroline, you know, healthy hair is such an important thing, and I love the fact that Susanna mentioned making it affordable as well. Has that been part of what you've been able to hear, Caroline, that people appreciate about FroButter, that it not only works, but also it is something that they can afford?
Yes, Cyrus. If you researched our background, you see that we come from our heritage. Susanna's from Jamaica. I'm from Kenya. And we come from our heritage where we believe in natural recipes, herbs and oils and those kind of formulas. So having to do something and give a product that resonates with our culture, heritage, and still solve a problem we see out there has been very fulfilling and probably the best part of starting this journey.
Yeah, I think that is the amazing thing for sure. And Caroline, as you said, I mean, your backstory is definitely interesting as well. People have not been to the website as well, and we'll be giving this out a little bit later. It's FroButter.com, and that's FROButter.com. There you can find out a little bit about how it all began. But Susanna, I want to talk about courage because, you know, I mentioned to the two of you before we went on here, there are a lot of people out there that say, you know what, I could do this, or I have this idea for X, Y, or Z. But that's as far as it goes, is them being able to talk about it. How did you all find the courage to be able to say, you know what, there is a need out there and that we want to do something to fill that need?
The courage came with a process. We definitely saw where the need was great. There were so many organic lines out there, but not many that resonated with us where we felt like this was something that we could continue using. So we wanted to really put something out there that people can afford and people can connect with. And we both came from histories of just really wanting to do something, some kind of business that will affect, you know, our community. And so this gave us a perfect opportunity to do this, just something that everybody could connect with.
Yeah, I think that is so true. And Caroline, did it make it easier that you had someone who was equally as passionate about it, like Susanna, to work with you on this?
Oh, yes, definitely. That was one of the things that made us jump into our leap of faith. And, you know, as people go into our website and read, like, one of the backgrounds, so, you know, we're both immigrants, but in addition, Susanna is a mom, and everybody knows once you have that mom instinct in you, it gives you the courage to want to do better, not just for yourself, but even for the generation that's looking up to you as a role model. So that kind of gave us the jump we needed and the push we needed to go off the cliff and just go out there and fly high.
Yeah, I think that is the amazing thing for sure. And one of the things that you all have been able to do and to do very well, you have over, you know, almost 2,000 that have joined you on Facebook alone. You've been able to use the new media that's out there. Susanna, talk about that, how it's been, you know, been like for you to be able to, as we were doing even in sharing this segment, to be able to use the platforms like, you know, like Facebook and Instagram to be able to help share the message of what FroButter is doing.
Social media has been awesome for us. They really have just really came on board and supported us. We find that people like to share their stories. So as they use our product and try out the new things that we put out, they share it on social media and it just keeps spreading. So that has been an awesome experience and just a great way to get feedback out. So other people that might be hearing about us for the first time can go on to our Instagram, which I think is about 6K now, and our Facebook about 2K, and find out more about how other people view our products and what they think about it. So it's just been a really great tool to help push us as we go along in this business.
Yeah, I think that is so great. Caroline, the other great thing that I noticed when I was prepping for this segment, when people go to the website, FroButter.com, you guys have this great tutorial video. I mean, Susanna just mentioned Instagram and Facebook, but also YouTube. That is, of course, perfect for your brand because you're able to even show people right on your website how they can use it. I mean, what is that like for you to see something that you helped create, Caroline, to see it being demonstrated that way and it being able to help people?
You know, every time we try and pinch ourselves when we see the rate at which we're growing, social media, as Susanna said, has been amazing for us. And one of the things that we found that resonates with our customers with the hair care line is you want to see it work for somebody else. You want to learn how would I use the product. So avenues like YouTube, other videos, Instagram videos, Facebook videos have been very instrumental in teaching because in as much as we're a product, we believe in educating and empowering our audience out there so they're also able to make better decisions regarding their healthcare needs.
Yeah, what a great thing, and that's something all of us can definitely benefit from. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today with Caroline Mina as well as Susanna Stewart. They're the founders of FroButter. We're talking to them not only about what it's been like for them to create a great product for the care of your hair, but also, of course, what it's been like for them to see the way that literally thousands online already have been able to unite with them on Instagram and Facebook to be able to help them, of course, and able to spread the word, but also they can see the benefits of being able to do so. Susanna, when you hear from people about how something that you've created has helped them or even inspired them, I mean, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel amazing. It's a product that I use in my own house for my children. And so when I hear that other people are having such great results and they'll tell us, well, we don't know what we'll do without FroButter, we can't live without it, it's an amazing feeling because that was the whole goal and the whole purpose behind it. We really wanted to make a difference, as minute as it might seem. Hair is a big part of our life, and how our hair looks and how our hair feels is a big part of how we view ourselves. So knowing that we are making a difference like that is a really awesome feeling, and we feel like mission has been accomplished, and we just continue to try to put out great products that's going to continue, you know, giving us great feedback and helping people as we go along.
Yeah, I think that's so amazing. Caroline, I want to talk to you about another aspect of this because I mentioned to you all before we went on here that one of the things, one of the side effects even I've noticed in doing this program is that not only are you able to share, but you also are able to inspire. I mean, could you have imagined, Caroline, that just by your doing and Susanna and you doing what you love and what you're passionate about, that you would be an inspiration for others, you would be a role model for others as to what they can do with their own lives?
When we first started out, it was just a dream, and our backgrounds as immigrants, you know, we did not see it as a big picture as it has now become. So it's something that we're grateful to God for having blessed us with the audience and with the success, but it has definitely grown above and beyond what we ever imagined. you know.
Yeah. Right. And Susanna, has part of that growth been that you all are, I've been focusing on, you know, the internet, but you all are an international company. I mean, when people go to the website, they'll see you all actually are at locations, you know, in Kenya. I mean, how does that feel? I mean, to be able to know that you've created something that can literally touch people where they are in the world.
It is another awesome experience. We keep just, we're in awe at how far this thing has really gone. We expected it to go far, but we didn't really know that this was everything that it would be. It was important for us, being from other countries, we wanted to also take it home with us. We wanted to also make sure that people from our home countries would also have the product available on hand. In Kenya, it's really taken off, and it's a process, but everybody loves it. Everybody has great reviews about it, and we're trying to also set up a platform in Jamaica where they can also access our products as well. But it has been a great experience, you know, being able to take it internationally and have our home countries also experience a little bit of what we are experiencing right now.
Yeah, what a great thing. I should mention for our friends who are used to buying music and books on Amazon.com, you all can also buy Frobutter on Amazon.com as well. You can find that information as well on the website. Again, we'll be giving that out a little bit later. You know, I think the other thing that is so interesting, Caroline, that you all took a lot of care into is that you realize, like with everything in life, there is no one-size-fits-all, that there are different personalities out there, different hair types out there. Was it also important for Susanna and you to make sure that you created something that was right for every type of hair?
Oh, yes, you are definitely correct on that, Cyrus. When we started our hair journey, Susanna being the beautician and the one with the most hair knowledge when we first started out, we narrowed down to the four main concerns that we had noticed within ourselves and within our hair community. So when we developed our plan, we started to make sure we could target our locks community, where we have a product that caters to them. We have one for moisture and growth, which was another area we found that has a lot of people wanting to grow their hair and have it moisturized. Then we could not forget our children. We have a baby line, and also the thickness and the thinning edges was a concern, especially among our people, due to the traction alopecia that comes from all the pulling and the tugging that we get when our hair is braided. And that was also something we didn't want to be left behind with. And we also recently just added one more product, a spritzer, which helps to moisturize the scalp and it healing. So we wanted to be an umbrella that covered all the main aspects and the main concerns we had seen within our own people and within our own selves.
Yeah. You know, Susanna, Caroline has mentioned a couple of times in this conversation, you know, where the two of you began. Do you think that also adds to the gratitude, knowing where the two of you came from, what you've been able to do, the challenges you've been able to overcome? Do you think that also helps to build the appreciation for where you are now as you continue to grow?
Most definitely. It has definitely been humble beginnings. So much different obstacles in the way, like she mentioned, being an immigrant and being a single mom, and so many different things along the way have been reasons why we should not succeed. But having overcome all odds and all obstacles, it inspired not only us, but everyone around us, our families and our friends, and just people that are just hearing about us overall have been touched by our story, because it has not been an easy route, but we continue to persevere regardless of the odds. So it's definitely inspiring for me every single day just to keep going.
Yeah, I think that's it. And Caroline, you know, is it also your hope, and as you were discussing even the new products, and again, all of those are available through the website, is it also your hope that people will realize, you know, that there are so many people out there who have felt like they've had to settle when it comes to hair care, because they feel as though there's nothing out there. I hear that sometimes. There's nothing out here for me. Is it also something that you hope Frobutter is able to solve, to be able to let people know, yes, I mean, we are able to create something that individuals of all hair types can be able to benefit from?
Oh, yes, that is one of our intentions. You know, one of the slogans we run by is affordability and quality that is uncompromised. So we are trying to eliminate that syndrome we have. We call it the product junkie syndrome among the hair care community, where we have a product that helps to meet all your needs without you having to spend so much money, so much time, and still not get the desired results you're looking for. So, yes, as you summarize it, that is something we're looking to achieve and accomplish. And for all those doubters out there, those who've given up, we encourage them to give us a try.
All right, and we definitely encourage that today as well. Again, everyone, Caroline Mina as well as Susanna Stewart have been our guests for this segment. Great conversation with the two of you ladies. They are the creators of Fro Butter, and it is available, of course, for you all to be able to get, as you'll see on their website. You know, they say healthy hair starts today, and it, you can get it, of course, by the help of their product. Susanna, how can our audience stay connected with the two of you and the growing brand that you all are building and find out about the different products under the Fro Butter head?
Yes, if anyone would like to get additional information, they can visit our website at frobutter.com, and we send exclusive savings for subscribing to our website. So if you want extra special news about what's coming out next or extra coupons, just subscribe to our website and all that information will be sent over to your email. We can also be reached through all the social media outlets by just searching at frobutter. And lastly, let me mention, we're currently running a 10K giveaway on our Instagram page, so please check that out if you're interested in winning gift cards and as well as free products.
All right. So make sure you all are following them on Instagram, and then as you heard Susanna say, on all social media. And again, you can find all of those links on frobutter.com. And again, that's frobutter.com is where you all can go. Susanna, Caroline, thank you all again for the time. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to having the two of you back on the program again.
Oh, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank your audience for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation, and you're joining us online, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.